very short, inshallah ta'ala, description of Surah At-Tariq, in discussion of the first few ayat, inshallah ta'ala, in this journey of ours, in taking small benefits from the passages of Al-Quran from Juz Amma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reveals Surah At-Tariq in Mecca, or is a Makki Surah. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبِ إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٍ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقٍ. These five ayat, inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss very briefly and take some benefits from it, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah by swearing by the heaven and swearing by the Tariq, a bright star that illuminates the skies. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالسَّمَاءِ والطارق, by the star, or by the heaven, by the skies, and by this star. He then says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطارق, and what will make you know what this tariq is, this night that comes, this bright star that illuminates the sky. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ, a star that pierces with brightness. He then says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظُ. In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. He says there is no human being except that there is a protector over him, a protector in the sense that protects all of their deeds, their good deeds and their bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the heavens, and He swears by the star. He swears by the piercing bright star. And then He makes this statement subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقٍ. So he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, so let then every single man look and pay attention to what he brings forth, what he creates, what he does with his life. He swears by these points, making us know that he subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like how he's created the heavens and he's created the stars in the sky, things that we can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created other creatures that will carry out the purpose or what Allah Jalla wa'ala wants them to carry out. Every single creation of His has an existence, has a purpose, has a reason. The heaven has a reason. The stars, they have a reason. And then the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz, everyone has someone over them that has a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these malaika. These malaika, these angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sit on our shoulders. Wa inna alaykum لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon every single person there are angels that take care, that preserve every single action a person does. كراما كاتبين, they are honorable and they write down everything. يعلمون ما تفعلون, they know exactly what you're going to do and they preserve it, preserving every little thing by the letter, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that there's not a single, Allah knows the intricate details of a person's life, and is closer to us than even our jugular veins. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ, and when their books are revealed to the servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala, they will find in it every single little detail. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Every big action and every small action had been preserved and taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these books. The scholars of Islam, they differ regarding these malaika that sit on our shoulders. And they say, are they there in every single moment, or do they leave at certain times? Are they there even when a person visits the toilet, or he's with his wife, or he's having a ghusl? Are they there in every single moment or not? The scholars of Islam differed based upon a hadith in which Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala reports. And this hadith has some weakness to it, in which he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, O mankind, be extremely embarrassed and shy of these angels that sit on your shoulders, for they preserve all of your good deeds, but they leave you in two places. And in some riwayat he mentions three places, where he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person is with his family and he has relations with his spouse, when a person goes to the toilet and relieves himself, And in the third narration or the third edition, that a person has ghusl, a person is bathing or having a shower. However, this hadith, it has some weakness. So it cannot be used to affirm a report and to affirm a principle in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that these malaika that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, every single person having two of them, they sit with you, they look at you, they pay attention, and they write down every single detail. They write down your beliefs, they write down your statements, they write down your what you look, and what you hear, and what you think about. Every little detail that the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala comes with, Allah Jalla wa Ala has made and commanded these angels to write down. In fact, we come across a hadith where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Rufi al-aqlam an thalatha," that the pens have been lifted on three groups of people. And the scholars of Islam, they explain this hadith, meaning when the angels have lifted their pens, it means they've lifted their pens from writing down sins. They've lifted their pens in writing down sins of these three groups of people: the child until he reaches the age of puberty, the one who is sleeping until he regains consciousness, until he becomes awake, and the, what's the third? And the Majnoon until he gets his intellect. So the scholars of Islam, they say, the pens have been lifted, the malaika did not write down the sins of these individuals, but from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has commanded them to write down the good deeds of these individuals. So young children who do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down on their scales they do good deeds as a rahmah, as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's parents who really and truly love their children. They encourage them towards good deeds, such that when they do eventually become mature, they already have a head start, inshallah ta'ala. The malaika have been given tasks and responsibilities. And this is just one group. One group from the creation of Allah Jalla wa Ala that's been commanded to preserve good deeds and are commanded to preserve evil deeds. There are other different groups and other creations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've also been given the same role. Like the earth, that will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah and declare every single thing that took place upon it. Like our own limbs, they'll speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and declare every single action we did with it. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all, who will speak as a witness against or for all of ourselves. Thus, O brothers or sisters in Islam, the benefit that we can learn from these few ayat in Surah At-Tariq is to understand that we are never alone. Just like how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us and warns us, be ashamed, be embarrassed, because these malaika are sitting on our shoulders, taking with their pens and having their scrolls and writing down every letter, every good deed, every evil deed that we commit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are forgiven on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that the angels only write down good deeds from us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who enter into Jannatul Firdaws. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.